Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
What a beat. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterday.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butterday.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo.
IDGYA, VA, yeah, then the middle line, morning to the EA. All of my exes mad, cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's straight from the bands, I'm coming out like.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love.
Queen, what's going on? Anybody in the building with me? What's up?
I'm here. Right. I'm here. Hey, Diva.
Hey, Storm. What's going on, lady?
I'm tired, but I'm good.
Listen, I know that's right. I need a battery pack or something. Sheesh.
A little vacay. I think Ray Queen's in the
vacation building,
too.
Yeah, a little vacation. Not
Ray Queen, that's you?
Yes, chewing on potato chips. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I can't.
Oh my gosh, they're
so good.
But look, I'm not mad because I bust out a bag of Doritos today. The purple bag.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. I gotta stay away from
indeed.
Them.
Anyway, before we get started, though, this is an adult show, so we do promote 18 and older callers. Over here, we deal strictly on opinions. There's no real right or wrong in the situation. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. We are not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix anybody, but if we can support you, we will. So just sit back and enjoy the show, and we would like for y'all to press the 1. That's the only way you can go on the air live. If you press the 1, our lines are lit up early, so we see y'all on there. Just got to press that 1 to go live,
That's right.
We ain't here to blow nobody out. That's not what we do.
Yeah, not today.
Shout out to everybody. This is Libra season, and shout out to my peoples. To my brother Rod, his birthday is Saturday, and he's supposed to do it himself, but he said, tell the ladies thanks for the wings. He said, tell the Jesus Squad thanks for the wings.
They was good. Look, I know they was good because we looked at them and we was like, yeah,
bust
we're going to
bust them
do this.
Down, child.
We can't go wrong with some wings. Yeah, come on.
Listen, when all else fails, wings will prevail. So definitely can't go wrong with that, with all of that, with the fruit and the flowers. And, you know, these ladies did a pop-up on me for those who are listening. They did a major pop-up on me, and I so appreciate that. With flowers, I had the wings and the fruit and the veggies. I had it all. They just had all avenues covered. Like,
we tried.
Was
listen,
major.
You were the hardest. You were the hardest person to do a pop-up on.
Oh my God.
That one went all
really
over Long Island,
hard.
Didn't it?
Jeez,
oh,
my God.
Woodbury
the
everywhere.
Oh,
boy. Listen, we rocked that island.
Let me just also give a shout-out to just a couple of birthday shout-outs to Rich Money, who was birthday was on the 5th, Destiny, who's on the 9th. But we also have, some of my little family. We have Uncle Kevin's birthday, I think it's today or yesterday. It was yesterday.
Okay.
We have Tyreek's birthday, Jay's birthday, and rest in peace, Jamel. So we will definitely be celebrating this weekend all of the birthdays and, come through.
Y'all ready to turn up. That's how y'all, that's how GQ Power
Radio.
They've
been ready.
Let
me tell you something about the Archibald family. They're always ready to turn up for a party,
On the boat ride, please.
They're always ready to turn up for a party.
Yes, indeed. They definitely turned out. I also have another birthday, too. Shout out to Antoine King. His birthday is Friday. And my boy Jiggity Just from the East End, happy birthday to him, too. It's Friday. And, rest in peace to Antoine's daddy. Just buried his dad yesterday. And and his birthday is Friday. So shout out to Antoine.
Wow,
Antoine King, that is. Yeah. So,
rest in peace.
That's all I have right now.
Oh my God. Hold on. No. Pause. Real quick.
Okay.
Mother Simmons. She was our mother of our church at the Union Baptist Church.
Okay.
She passed away. She was 104 years old.
I saw that.
Like,
oh my God.
Wow.
That right there, let me tell
you.
That's
many moons.
Exactly. We were sitting down. We were talking about it because every time we're in church, like she hadn't been in church for a long time because she was sick and stuff. And every time she would see Rich, she would grab him with both her hands and put him on his cheeks and give him a kiss on his cheek and say, "How you doing?" It would single time. Like I would go, I would already walk after we do the collection. I would always walk back and I would sit down. And here he is behind me. She done grabbed him, grabbed his hand and grabbed his face with her hands. And, "How you doing today?" And gave a big old wet kiss. When I tell you, she will be missed. That was the mother of our church, 104 years old.
Of course, wow, 104 years old. Oh my God.
Yep, 104. So I just had to definitely mention her, and you know,
that's
for the
more
Unity
that's more than all
Baptist
I
had
just
church
put together, ain't it?
Hello,
or just about
for Unity Baptist Church. You know, we're praying for you guys. I believe the viewing is on Monday. The funeral's on Tuesday. So, you know, Unity will be in the building. But this lady was a member of so many different organizations. Every time we would have like our Mattituck Sales Day. Even people who you would never even think of would just say, "Is Mother Simmons out here? Where's Mother Simmons?"
Aww.
They would ask for her everything from all the way from Mattituck to Southampton, the South Hold, you name it. They know who she is. So
wow. Yes, I saw that. I think Melvin or somebody posted that the other day. 104 years old. I saw that.
104. May I live to be that old. Let me tell you something. Man, listen.
Wow.
Yep. Like, I live to be that old.
Listen, many, many moons.
I would love to just, you know, people say,
you
know,
all
oh,
the
that's
presidents
a long time
and everything in this country, like, just about all the presidents and everything in this. Wow, that's
exactly
amazing.
When you think of it, how she lived, how many presidents, how many wars, you know, like the stories that she could tell would probably just be amazing, you know? So she'll definitely be missed.
Yes, indeed.
She'll be missed.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Had to mention that just real fast. Just,
yes, indeed.
You know. Sorry.
So, before we actually get into an actual topic, I must ask you, ladies, have you guys watched the BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards last night?
All right.
It's on right now, too.
Again?
Look,
sheesh.
True.
Oh, yeah, don't run it. They're
going to
run that
thing on, Mom. I only saw a little bit of it. And I want to be honest with you. The little bit that I saw initially, I was like, "Who's that white boy going off on Trump?" And then it didn't dawn on me. I'm being honest because you know what? That's what you get when, you know, you're premenstrual and you got all these things and you're trying to plan and do homework, everything all at the same time, take the brains out. You're trying to multitask. You just left from school. When I tell you, I was like, "Who is that white boy going off on Trump?" And then I kept looking down at my book. And then today, that's when I found out who he was.
Okay,
Eminem.
Get
it, Eminem. Get it. Now, you know, Eminem can do that. Let one of us try that and see what happens.
Well, see, listen, and it's crazy because his made such an impact. Even Fat Joe, he said a little something, too, in his cipher. As far as Trump, I guess he didn't say his loud enough or whatever. But again, it just goes to show you, I mean, of course he's going to catch a little backlash or whatever because this is just a popular topic right now. You understand what I'm saying? But are they going to start disrespecting him like they disrespecting the NFL players and all that stuff for protesting? And I mean, he went all the way in on Trump. he didn't really hold any punches. You know, when it came to saying what he wanted to say, you know what I mean? Like, it's sad because it is going to have to actually take one of them to really open the eyes of them, you know what I mean? So,
but you know what, though? What do you think about it, Diva? What do you think about it?
What, as far as him using that platform?
Well,
listen.
Just him using a platform, the stuff that he was saying.
I think it was an awesome move. I think it was an awesome move. I agree with everything he was saying. You know, it's sad that we still have to defend being black people in America. We have to still defend being black. You understand? So it's like, like I said, when it came to, like, slavery and stuff like that, slavery was never abolished. It was just pacified. They gave you a few things just to keep the noise down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, like, the NFL people protesting, they have to go a step further now. You know, I wouldn't play. What are you going to do? You understand? They can't force people to respect that flag. That's not a law. It's not a law. All right. You know, whether they stand up, kneel, or do whatever, it's still, the story still remains. It's still the same story, you know. And they made it about being the veterans and the flag, but you don't hear anybody saying why Kaepernick is kneeling in the first place. It's because mm-hmm. of the injustices and the mistreatment of black people and these officers getting away with killing black people unjustly. And
mm-hmm.
not only are they killing them, it's televised. Everybody's seeing the same story, you know. And this is just why we already know how those dogs do. They wait until you in the most inopportune moment
yep.
to whatever. But this stuff has been televised, and nobody's being held accountable. And black people are now fed up. And they're not really going to make a big deal about Eminem doing that on the BET Awards because that was hip hop. That's generated around black people, although white folks enjoy the culture as well. You know what I mean? So they wouldn't care. This is why now look at and this is, it might sound a little off mark, whatever, but look at why all of these non-talent people are being signed and major record deals and stuff, like people like Cardi B, because they want you to make a mockery of yourself. They want you to make a mockery of hip hop. They want that to fail, and they want to use our own people to do it. They're hoping that the music and stuff is so trash, we're gonna make enough money off of you and then throw you to the wolves.
Yeah, but you
nobody,
know,
there's no longevity in none of this stuff. Or because it's hip-hop,
yeah, you,
and the base is around black people.
Right, but you know what's happening, though? I'm going to be honest with you. Cardi B, you know what? Shut up, Lil.
Oh.
I mean, so long, my bad.
Y'all see Swagger's post? Y'all see Swagger's post, though?
No.
Listen, it says, when you never had ish, and when you get a little something, this is what you look like. Trash. You look like a furry pack of Skittles.
Oh my gosh!
You know what?
Like
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's, wait, who is this? Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But you can't say, like, no one can say, like, people think, oh, okay, she's gonna make it look bad. I'm sorry, she's not gonna make it look any worse than it already is. Hip hop is not the same
True.
As it was years ago.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
They still feel like sex sells. You can be a stripper, pop them bottles, go in there.
But see,
and,
that's what's,
you know,
happening.
You're looking for a come up. You're not doing as far as like education wise. You're looking
right.
for a come up as like taking you out the hood, you know, doing
right.
different things. I just
right.
want to know, maybe y'all know, has she ever gave back to the community at all?
I don't know. I don't think she's been around long enough. She went
but
from.
What you mean? The streets of being walking in Queens, being
true.
Raised in Brooklyn, in the Bronx?
In the Bronx. That's how she said. I'm from the Bronx. What the fuck
yeah,
is the Bronx?
Yeah, she's from the Bronx.
Oh, excuse
like,
me.
On.
Oh, that's what that is. What is the Bronx?
Lord Jesus.
She went from
saying,
the strip club,
well,
I'm
tell you,
the reality
that's where I got
TV.
This fine man from. You know, I got this fine
yeah, that's
man
where
from
I know
the
her.
Bronx. No,
I've seen
no.
her from. I've seen
she
her on the reality show.
Yeah. She was from.
And then all of a sudden, now
was
I see her
first.
On. Yeah, now I see her, like, her name all over the place.
Yep,
she was
a stripper first. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then she
yeah,
went
yeah.
to the reality show, and then now
mm-hmm.
this is it. She,
now she's getting
somebody
awards.
Wrote her. Somebody
can
wrote her.
Can I get some Cardi B
song.
Money? I'm just saying. Can mm-hmm. I get some Cardi B?
Yeah.
Can I get some Cardi B
she's
money?
Like,
if I change my words
son.
And stuff
I
like that. Yeah.
How could anybody? How does anybody find that appealing? How does anybody find that appealing? I'm sorry. Now to look at her, yeah, she fixed herself up or whatever. She's eye candy to these men. You see how Luke flocked to her last night. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
He flocked to her because that's what he's used to. The stripper
uh-huh.
women. You know what I'm saying? Booty popping and all. That's his type of thing. You know what I mean? So, but
uh-huh.
there's no And there's no message in hip-hop anymore. This is why it's going so rampant. You know what I'm saying? The focus has been changed. It's just, oh, I'm going to make my money. I don't care what y'all say. She's like, oh, you know, so she people feel because she exposes herself that's all good. Like, that wise woman once told me, not everything that comes up should come out of your mouth. It makes you look stupid. It makes you really look stupid. And I don't care if people don't ever speak to me again for not being a fan, but I'm not a fan. Her song is catchy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm not a fan. What was that song? The new one she got?
I don't even know.
Is it Bodak?
That's the song I'm talking about.
Let me tell you, you know what? It's so catchy, and you know, I call a lot of the music heathen music, but and I have all my patients laughing at the job because on Sunday I'm like, I know y'all gonna put some gospel on today for a little while for me. We are not gonna have heathen music at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, come on, y'all, we're gonna have to work this out with me. And they all start laughing, but in all reality, they understand what I'm saying. Like, it's a catchy song. Don't get me wrong, but I'm still anyone who ever tries to pick apart that song.
It's for strippers.
Is she talking about a gang?
She's talking about her stripping. She's probably talking about that too.
It's more to it because she talks about
the whole song,
the red bottom shoes, being blood shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like
yep.
You gotta like when you listen to what she's saying, I'm like, is she repping like something?
Right.
That I'm missing here.
Well, see,
we got to the free
moment. You know what?
Listen to the song, word for word.
I know exactly what you're saying. And you know what? She put a post up maybe on Instagram or something, talk about, oh, these bitches coming at me talking about you're a horrible role model for my kids. She's like, oh, no, bitch, you got to be a role model for your kids and all that stuff. But listen, see, nobody's telling her this stuff. When you're in the public eye, you become, regardless of whether you want to or not, you are an image. You are an image now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hopefully
but,
these
you
kids
know what?
Don't. But, you know, it is up
I
to us
the
to
media.
Teach our children. Like,
but
you
I
know.
Blame the media for that, though. I blame the people who think that sex sells so much and that
of
you
course.
Guys, not you guys, just but people in general, is making her popular. You're making her hot.
Yep.
And
you're
making her more supposedly like a role model, but there's nothing that says that just because you're an artist or you're a performer that you're a role model.
That just means
you're making catchy music and people like
that's
it.
Right.
That don't
that's
mean
right.
you respect
that's
yourself
right.
and respect other people around you
that's
or
right.
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Fact.
That don't
that's
mean that.
That's a fact.
There's a lot of songs that come on, I'm like, what are they saying? You know, Destiny started laughing at me. I'm like, what is
that's,
that?
I told you we need a closed caption last night. Subtitles for the stuff that some of the artists on there were saying. Like, come on.
Wow.
It's
I couldn't
a travesty.
Get it. But Diva,
there was
Diva,
no
Diva
homage, really.
Fall.
There was no...
Let me just
we
bring,
do?
Okay. Yeah, let me just bring her on real fast. I don't know how long she's going to be with us, so we're just going to bring her on for a minute.
All right.
Twisted, you there?
Hello. Hey, Diva.
Hey, Twisted.
What's going on?
Hey, girl. What happened today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
See, y'all talking about
there.
These little thoughts and everything. Like, I can't even get into their own music. I'm just being honest.
You know what, Cheese, real quick? That people will see this. These people will hear us speak about this and call it hate. You understand? But when
they like stuff like that,
then they'll say it's preference. Don't try to downplay because I don't like it.
No.
I'm hating. That's just not my preference.
I don't like it, and that's not my preference.
They don't want to hear the truth about that.
I don't see anything cute about any of her songs. Like, yeah, I'm here in Philly with my daughter, and they be playing a mess, and I be like, what the hell is this y'all playing? Like, I don't even get, I mean, I can't get into it. Like, no kind of way. It's for them. Mm-hmm. Like, not me. I don't, it's just spottish.
It's
that ain't even a word.
Yeah.
But I done made the words. It's spottish.
You know what? And really, coming from her, you really don't expect more. She can hardly speak proper. She
true.
Can hardly speak proper English. So you really
true.
Don't expect more, you know. But you
that's
can't.
True.
People can't get mad because I don't like it. You understand?
Right. I don't have to
like
it.
I don't like it.
You,
I didn't even like her on reality TV. I was ready to fight her.
It's not
like,
for everybody. See, that's the thing.
No,
it's
not.
Not everybody,
I mean, you know, that's just like they're talking about Eminem and everything.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what do you
and they
you
talking
about
that he
what
downgrading,
you
like, well, like, he telling the truth, but at the end of the day, I ain't feeling him either. That's
yeah.
just not my music. You know, like, hey, to each his own. But then you want to make a big issue because he talking junk about 45.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody need to try to talk junk about him and get him up out of that office, but that's none of my business either, but... I'm just saying, that mess is not my type and my hype of music. Like, that's not music to me.
No.
You know,
no.
It's just not music to me.
And it's not
you
even
know.
That, again, it's not even that we're older, because, listen, I like hip-hop. I even like some hip-hop now, but it'd be all the unsigned artists or the underground hip-hop. They just,
right.
the whole flow and the whole delivery, all of that stuff is totally different than the mainstream. And like I said, like you said, Storm, it's the media that's hyping this up because those same people that's building them up are going to be the same ones to tear
mm-hmm.
them down. You notice, if
there
you don't
go.
Have a real,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a crazy background history to tell or something they can expose you on, they're not going to sign you. You're not going to get a record deal because they
right.
have nothing to hold over your head. You know, you
that's
understand?
True.
So
that is so true.
They're going to send you out of there. Oh, nah, you ain't popping. So they're going to send you out of there because you don't really have a story to tell. I mean, you might have a few that slipped through the cracks, you know, like a Kendrick Lamar
but,
or somebody like that. But
right,
he was
but
already
you know,
one.
Like you saying, Mo Better, they're going to find something that they did in the past or whatever to just even make them look even more ignorant, like, you know, to me, like I say, that's not my era.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the music, but like you say, it is some, you know, like rap that I do like. But that, I don't care for it because, like you say,
right.
at the end of the day, I don't even know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't even want to know. Huh?
No. Yep, she ain't really talking about much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to something that I don't understand, I don't enjoy, but I'm just going to sit here and listen because you want me to listen or because
right.
you want the publicity. That's
right.
not
well,
for
see,
me.
Now, see, now
right
you
there.
Know you're not going to be listening to no Cardi B anyway, see.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
you
no, no.
But
no
you know what?
No.
Whoever wrote for her, whoever wrote whatever for her, they were genius. I'm going to give you something that's very catchy. It ain't really about nothing. It's all talking about you, and we going to make money off it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, again, the writer should get all that because they said she didn't write it herself. So,
but she,
you know.
She, so they sure said, spent that money and got her teeth fixed, and she good
she
now.
She got that bag
Whoa.
And got her teeth
Oh, gosh.
That's right. She spent that money, got that teeth fixed, you know.
Yeah. But now all she got to do now is
not
take
that bad no more.
Listen, she need to dig in that bag again and sign up for Rosetta Stone or Phonics or the Huntington Learning Station or something. Like, that's not cute.
Okay,
or find somebody.
You can't take the street, the gutter out of some,
I was just about to say, now we all know, okay, we are all of age, and y'all know for sure that once that hood is in you, the hood is in you. You can't
yeah,
take that
yeah,
out.
She, yeah.
No matter what, she, how many
you.
Classes you take, it
yeah.
don't matter. It's still going to be in you, and guess what? And I still blame the media. The media made
the media.
Her as hot as she is right now. So how somebody goes, oh, yeah, girl, da da da. She's going to be like, girl, look, I'm popping. I got money. You know what I'm saying? I was
right,
got my
right.
fixed and everything. You know, I'm out the hood. I'm not in the hood no more. Please, she's not paying nobody no money.
For a minute.
I made her big.
For a minute.
She's going to be, you know, listen, she could be a couple hit wonders. But guess
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
The media still
but how long is that going to last? You know? Like,
well, you know,
is this
going to
be like, yeah, well, yeah. because it's what the younger generation is enjoying. Like,
look,
you know,
she's gonna be hot until they make whoever wrote that song write her another hot one.
Yeah.
Okay? And then they gonna take some more money and make her another hot one. And I won't be surprised if she around for maybe less than 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's
yeah.
it. But
oh,
listen,
yeah. Definitely
look at Young
and
May. And listen, look at Young and May. She was popping last year. Def Loaf? She was popping maybe 2 years before. So they giving them enough just to get the warm round. And the rest is on their own. You better find some kind of TV endorsement. You better find some type of endorsement or whatever. You know, make some TV appearances or something, because other than that, you're on your own. You got your one hit.
Right.
Like I said, Young and May was popping last year. Ooh. You know, how long do you think these songs are going to last? And you know what? Young and May, I like her. She's a great artist when it comes to rapping. She's lyrically blessed. She's better than some of the dudes that are actually out now.
Who is that more better?
Young and May. But where's she at this year?
And my point exactly.
You was gonna be every other year. You gonna come out with something? You know what I'm saying? Like my thing is, don't get me wrong. I'm not an artist. I don't proclaim to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know whatsoever. You know I'm just what you call a hardworking, you know, young lady.
I know that's right.
But I don't proclaim to be an artist, but you got to do better than coming out every other year with a hit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And
that's facts.
I feel like when you come out, you got to make sure that you're ready. I think a lot of mistakes that they make is that when they allow these people to come out, when you so low key and now you out in the spotlight, you don't know how to handle it. You know, you don't know how to conduct yourself. You don't know how to talk to people. It's like when you think of it, there's a lot of people out there nowadays that could probably use some etiquette classes, you know, that could, you know, go to a couple classes and let them teach you a little how to speak in, you know, proper sentences.
Right.
You know, but it's places
that's
out there, but if your team don't push you to do it, you being a hood, you know, you can make money. It is what it is. And you're going to keep doing what you're doing. If no one takes that time to say, hey, you know what? You funny and all, but if you work on this, it'll take you a little higher.
And
you know what?
It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with wanting to better yourself and start projecting yourself like you have some type of class. I don't know who made having class such a negative thing, but it's nothing wrong with having class. Now they talk about being bougie because you got a little class or you have a little coof about yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, just because I got class and I respect myself doesn't mean I'm bougie. I can get hood too.
Exactly.
Fight you in a pair of heels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there's a time and a place for everything. You're not going to see me in
the
street and be able to judge me by how you think I'm acting. Like, but that's what's happening. You're portraying, this is what you're displaying to people. You're showing people that I don't get it. I don't care. That's not cool. Like, I don't find it appealing, personally.
But some of them, that's what they do.
But I was going to say, see, the difference, though, is this, though, okay? Some people might not find the ghetto, but even I'm not to go back or compare to politics because I don't want to do that, but
I'm just saying,
like, what some people don't find it, you know, like, funny, or some people feel like they're not for it, but there's a lot more people out there that they accept it. They like it. They egg it on. You know, it's like, this is what they like. Like, perfect example, I like watching reality TV because after I work hard and I'm going around in 10 different directions, I don't mind sitting at home laughing at someone else's stupidity. I don't mind that.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it makes me laugh. And people are like, oh, well, I don't watch that, You might not. But you know what? After I don't work hard, I can use some entertainment. They can entertain me. Do I know that half of it is fake? Yeah. Do I care? No. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the night, my stressful day, I'm able to sit, unwind, and say, wow, I had a stressful day, but at least I can watch this dumb mess right here, and it'll make me feel better for a short period of time.
You know?
It's like little things like that please me. But if I work hard and come home and got to deal with a whole bunch of Trump politics, to me, I'm like, oh, come on.
True.
Like,
true.
I can't watch that.
Some people watch that mess every single day. Like,
I can't watch it.
I mean,
And you know what? People don't understand. The more you spread his name, whether it's positive, negative, or indifferent, that's what he wants. That fuels him.
Exactly.
I was going to say, bad enough that we have to hear
his name. I don't even share none
of
his stuff anymore. Yep. I don't even share anything with him on it. I try not to share it. I do speak about it live once in a while when he do some real foolery. But other than that, that's what he wants. He wants the enemy. He don't care about being the enemy because this is what he already was in the beginning. So the more you spread about him and go off about him, this just fuels him even more. That's giving him ammunition. That's giving him the battery that he looks for.
Right, but you know, it was up here in PA today. Like, I wouldn't have cared if he was five blocks away. I wouldn't have broke my neck to go see him because he's not my height. He's not my cup of tea. Never have been, never will be.
That's everybody else's,
you know. He's not mine. And
you're
I don't even
president.
Call him president. He's 45 to me. That's all I know him at. Like,
that's what everybody calls him now. He's 45. Like, you know, it's a sad day because you want to respect your president. You want to. You're running our country.
True.
You understand?
But
he's not setting himself up for that. He's not setting himself up for respect, for people to respect him.
But I'm not getting off the subject, but I want to ask y'all, I don't know if y'all seen it or not, about the young black girl in Miami, or was it Atlanta?
Oh,
it was one of them. That the cops shot and killed her. And she was a Temple University kid. Yeah, her 21st, I think, birthday. And they said that she was acting erratic. Oh, yeah, it's all over the news. But, you know, I was just more better, like the video you sent me about the white boy. He got down and got right back up. And like you said, had it been one of us, we wouldn't have never made it on the ground unless shot us and killed us. And sorry about that, girl.
Right, so,
I'm outside.
So just real fast, though.
Yes.
Now, I just found the story, right? It said that the Temple University student was shot and killed by police in Miami on Sunday after she charged her car towards the officer, striking and injuring the officer. An incident was witnessed, and it looked like it was a movie, like it was on a movie set.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, they did say she was driving erratic. But it said that she ran over. It said she was driving and she did strike the police officer. She injured one, and it said she was driving her black BMW when she crashed into several cars in South Beach.
Damn.
Right. And they said that it was a guy with her, and they felt like she was like intoxicated or whatever. You know, but then when you go back, you know, because I don't care, like, one of us, they're always going to dig into our past to find out something. And the past was exactly that she had a run-in with cops in Hampton, Virginia, like six times or something like that, and that's why she transferred to Temple. Exactly. The father said that she was going to school to be an attorney. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, like I said, that's with, like, the man in Vegas. Like, the dead man or dead woman can't talk, so you don't really know what was going on with this child or the man, period.
That's
a
fact.
Yep,
don't know.
I'm reading it now, and the sad part about it is that, like, all the way at the end is where it talks about how she had a run-in with the police before.
Exactly.
But, like, everything else, like, in the beginning part of the story was, like, pretty much just saying, like, everything that had took place and I'm not saying, you know, that anybody should die from it, but I'm happy that the bystanders that was there did help to try to intervene, because this thing says that she hit 4 or 5 police cars, she hit 4 or 5 cars, and that
she
almost killed so many people and refused to stop.
Wow.
She refused. She actually
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But did y'all read the story about the girl from Miami, that the stripper that was messing with the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach, and he sent her a video of himself sniffing coke. And she exposed him. So she said she didn't do it for the money. She did it for all the injustice of the black people. That's why she exposed him.
He
sent her a video sniffing coke, trying to profess his love to her. I said, what does this thing have to do with it? What did one thing have to do with the other one, you idiot?
I'm confused.
She's a black girl. She's a black stripper. And the offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins, which is an older white man, that he was messing with her. You know how that do, get you a stripper or whatever. He was sniffing coke. He recorded himself doing it and sent it to her. He sent her the video. And she put it out there. She exposed him for it. She said she did it for the injustices of the black, for all the injustice of the black people. That's why
she don't want to get paid.
This actually might make her more money now that she did that.
Strip
clubs
like,
are going to want her, you know. But
she definitely just made herself relevant.
Not only that, I just hope she had a backup plan doing that, because we already know people in higher places
they're going to be after
of having you starve. They do.
There you
especially go. Especially in America, we know, and especially with the racial division, and she is going to have to be working for another black person. Like I said, down there where and this man got a few coins and all of that stuff, and if any of his cronies are on any of the places that she works, she ain't going to be able to work again.
Never. She's going to probably have to go.
She did it, so she probably didn't care.
For the money,
she may have to go to.
Check. I don't care.
Yeah,
oh, she's
going
to definitely get some
somebody
money. But she's probably going to have to go unidentified. You know?
Right. No, she going to get so much money, it don't even matter.
Right, because she can go wherever she want to go then. She can go wherever she want to go after that, you know. Like, I mean, it's just so much going on, like, with the kneeling. And I feel like a lot of this stuff is being blown out of proportion.
Well, it's a lot of stuff that's being mishandled. It's things that are being mishandled because, again, I think our country now is, it's even more divided. It's even more divided than it was back then, simply because you have so many people that are, you have a lot of mulatto people, you have, you know, a lot more supporters, and now that you have jobs and stuff that are different than it was back in the day. You know, back in the day, they told black people what they wanted to do, and that was period, point blank period. But now you have black people that are in different positions and hold different titles and different jobs and stuff like that. They have a lot more to fight for. So now the struggle is even more now.
One thing I definitely keep saying, and I will not stop saying it. I will continue to say this. I'm nobody's slave. I don't care where I work, who I work for. I'm nobody's slave. So don't talk to me any type of way. Don't treat me any type of way. You know, I respect my hire.
You're right.
Don't get me wrong, but I'm nobody's slave. I'm not.
Right.
I refuse to be, and I will turn down a job, and I will walk off of
before
a job. Because right
I know that's
before
right.
I bend over backwards for the white man or any, you know, person in a higher position or whatever that, you know, really you can't even do my job. So don't look at me this in some type of way. Don't talk to me some type of way because you can't even do my job. Let me do my job, please. I refuse.
Right.
I'm nobody's slave.
Right,
nobody's
right,
slave.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that one.
And I hate to have a supervisor that has that slave mentality.
Unfortunately,
because I have one.
Yeah. In the field that I work in, both fields, you know, I work in a shelter, in the shelters, and I take care of. I also take care of people in a nursing home. So there's always that one person that's going to try to test you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And I know myself. I have to remind myself first. I'm a child of God. You know.
Right.
I'm a mother, you know,
first and foremost.
I'm a sister, I'm a human being, I'm an African-American, strong black woman. So I'm sorry, I'm going to walk away from you and I'm going to reapproach you. We're going to reapproach each other and we're going to attack in the right way. Before I allow you to even let me think about stepping out of my, you know, character.
Character,
let's get this together. Let's get this right because we both have to work here at the beginning and at the end of every day. So,
great point, great queen. I don't blame you, and I applaud you 100,000%. I mean, like,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Know, you can't bring slavery back. It's done. Like,
no.
You're not going
to
work me like a racehorse and expect for me to like it. I mean, you know, I would respect you, but you got some, and I hate to say it, but we got some of our black folks out here that think that they just as grand as the next white man, you know? You're not going to talk to me. I don't care who you are, how old you are, how young you are. You're not going to talk to me, you know, any kind of way and think that you can bring me down. It's done. Like, you
not
know,
gonna happen.
I can't have it. You know, like she was talking to me today about some things that was going on in her job. And she was like, Mom, before I take the BS, I will quit. And I mean, like I told her, I understand what she said. If I didn't need this job, I wouldn't be there. But you're not going to talk to me no because you're 50 or 60 years old and I'm not 30. She said, I refuse. I know you told me to respect my elders, but you got to give respect in order to get it.
That's right. Respect is
earned.
And it
makes sense.
Respect is earned. And that's at any caliber.
I tell my daughter all the time, I'm like, look, don't let these teachers make you feel any type of way. Don't let any of your friends or so-called friends or anyone make you feel any type of way. We already have our own problems with our the person in the mirror. Don't let anyone allow you or make you feel any type of way or that you are not just as good as or you're not as smart as or that you don't deserve just because I can't make it to that parent-teacher conference.
Exactly.
That does not mean a darn thing. You are on the you're higher than honor roll. You're higher than the higher honor roll. You're an advanced placement student. Do not let
anyone
take that from you.
Don't let anybody
make you feel any type of way, baby.
Listen,
she has
you
low
know,
self-esteem, you know.
Check,
but
check whoever
help,
you need to check. That's
help
what she
build,
do.
But you got to realize that comes from the upbringing. But you have to assure her and keep letting her know that, you know what, at the end of the day, you're better than that person that's trying to bring you down. That person wants to either be like you, want what you have. Baby, at the end of the day, you may not have that job or anything like that, but you are more important. You got a bigger heart. You got a lot of love and caring and sharing than that person does.
You know that
person
old saying
just
how misery loves company. You know that old saying.
Yes.
Misery
we were
loves
talking
company.
The other day. We were
that's
talking
right.
the other day about friends, quote unquote friends, and or your peer group or whatever who claims to have been your ride or die or your friends from back in the day and have always been that hater, you know, always been hating on you, but meanwhile
secretly.
Claiming you're a good friend, you know? Secretly
I don't
hating,
have a lot of
friends.
I have associates, like, You know, you can't call everybody your friend because that is so not true. Like, you know, like the little saying goes, like, oh, they was talking about you. But what made them so comfortable to talk about me around you?
Uh-huh.
What was the big issue of me being the topic?
I like when you talk about me. It just makes me feel so comfortable.
Thank you.
It makes me feel more comfortable.
I like my
fan club.
You're right,
Storm. Talk about me. To be honest with you, I try to get my daughter to see things the way I see things.
Listen, that's the same thing I said about Donald Trump. That's
what they say about me. You know, I personally, I tell anybody at any point of the day, if you'd like to walk into my home and pay a couple of these bills, then I care what you talk
about.
Thank
you.
Then it's so not important.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
It really is. I'm sorry. It really is. Like,
but I'm like you, Storm.
I don't live my life to, you know, for approval of everybody else. You know, I live my life
to
the approval of the Most High, not for anybody else. You know.
It actually leaves another person out, you know, but because you're talking about me, then I'm going to grin like I ain't got no sense because for the simple fact, oh, my God, am I that important that I'm in your space every day for you to say something negative? I don't care if it's positive, but the negativity, let's keep up with.
Listen, I was having a conversation today, right? I was having a conversation earlier with a girlfriend of mine. And what we were talking about, what you feel about me has nothing to do with me. What you perceive of me has nothing to do with me. You understand what I'm saying? What you think is not defining how I move. So,
right.
If you're thinking that negative about, that's on you. That's your negative thinking. That's you, how you feel. That ain't got nothing to do with me. And you're not getting ready to suck my energy by it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
I'm like
business.
Storm, though. When you start paying my bills, putting food on my table, clothes on my back, like, I'm still not going to deal with the riffraff, but, you know, you might have a little bit to say, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to be who I am, and I'm still going to love me.
It depends how I feel on that day.
Particular day.
Even if you come up to my household and you taking care of me and my family, I might entertain an opinion that you might have. But if you're not doing something of the above, then I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? No offense to anybody.
Look, the way
I move, you know, the way I move certain ways. You know, people might not like the way that I move. I'm okay with it.
And the way I'm set up,
about
look,
it, and now I'm moving the
way, and the way I'm,
that I feel is best. You know,
the way
and
I'm
if
set
you don't
up.
Like it, it's all right. And if you don't like that move right there, I just may give me like a month or so and make another one. Then let me know if you like that one.
Girl, listen,
go.
I gotta go
there
in the house, y'all, because they doing a little bust out here. So I'm gonna put y'all on mute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we don't want to hear about no bust up in Philly.
And my little silly bus sitting right outside watching it all.
Lord.
Yep.
Looking out there every day on the street.
You can take the woman out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the woman.
No.
Just ask y'all a quick question. Y'all ready? My question, especially for you guys that live out east, the gentleman that killed that young girl years back.
Right.
He's from out east, and he was found dead in his cell.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
They claim he
I'm
died in
a lot
hospital.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of posts that saying karma, 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 you know. I'm seeing a lot of posts that says that. And I just want to know, like, how do you guys feel about it? What's your opinion on it?
Exactly, karma. Karma has a say.
Hey, who knows? He could have been sick. Who knows what even happened? Who knows?
There was, right. We don't know exactly what happened. But I know one.
Yeah,
I'm going to give an example.
I work
in a nursing home, and just the other day, yesterday, I was taking care of somebody, and due to HIPAA, you know, we can't say any names or anything. I'm not even going to say which nursing home,
because
I travel all around. But there's this guy, and he can't speak. He can't, you know, he could just make noise. And when you feed him, you could feed him. You know, that's it. He makes noises. He opens his eyes and moves around just a little bit, but not even enough to, like, he couldn't fall off the bed or anything, you know, so he's just there, just like literally just a body. So anyway, I was asking one of the girls that was I was helping. I'm like, what's his story? And she says, karma. I'm like, what? She says, yeah, girl, karma. I said, what do you mean? She said, his wife, when she used to come in, which she only recently stopped, she said he was an alcoholic, would come home drunk, beat the crap out of her, beat the crap out of the daughters, molested the daughters, abused the animals, and was just this nasty, nasty man with a lot of money, a lot of money.
Wow.
And didn't care about anybody. And one day he, I don't remember if it was a car accident or, you know, motorcycle accident. One day he, this happened. And this is the result of karma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
listen,
it's sad.
Karma works.
It's sad,
karma,
but I believe
karma
it.
Karma plays its part.
I believe it. I believe in karma.
Of course I believe it. And not,
okay,
not
so
only that.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Not only that. It, karma doesn't necessarily have to come from the person that you've dealt wrong. That can come from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people get it mixed up. Like, oh, well, I got to. If you forcing yourself to do something to the person out of retaliation, that's not karma.
Oh, no.
Karma,
oh, no. You gotta
karma
you gotta
happens without warning, without anything.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, you got to pray for your enemies. You got to pray for
people. Just real fast now, the guy is Dante Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually charged July 29th, 2016, right?
Wow.
The charges was murder in the first degree, rape.
Right.
He got life without parole, murder in the first degree, sexual abuse, life without parole, murder in the second degree, 25 years to end of his natural life. Now,
damn.
Those of you who know karma, okay, and who's familiar with karma, do you think karma would have handled, if karma would have happened the way it happened, or karma would have let him rot in that cell where he was at? Because to me,
karma would have let him rot.
I think it's a little something fishy with that, because I believe that the karma that I like to know is, I'm going to say that karma going to let you rot and let you suffer. You know?
That's
karma, this is the easy way out right here. This is the karma right here to me.
But maybe he didn't hang himself. Did they say he hung himself or he just was found
dead? They didn't say what happened.
They're not saying what happened.
They're not going to say.
Only thing that I feel like, I don't know if, like, I'm seeing karma. I don't think it was karma because I think the way I don't know, maybe in my head I feel like when karma comes, it comes like tenfold. So there's no way that you can get these three major charges, which means you're going to be in jail for the rest of your life. You're going to die in jail eventually. Not at the age of, what, 30 years old. He was 29 when he went to jail. He will be 30 right now.
Wow.
So, come on.
God,
the way karma works in my head, nah, honey, you're going to sit for a good 20, 30 years of your life and you're going to rot in a jail cell. You're not just going to all of a sudden die, you know,
because now, in jail.
So
now
I don't know if that was karma.
But see, the thing is, that's what I was just saying. Karma works without any force. You understand? They forced that to happen, so that's not really a karma. There's a difference,
right?
You know. And now that he's gone, he don't have to think about what he did. You know what I'm saying?
There's no punishment.
That's true.
That was the easy way out.
There's no punishment to me. There's no punishment there. That means that he just, let's just say, if he hung himself, that was the coward way out because he knew he was going to have to deal with it. But my only thing is, why you wait all this long to kill yourself? Something not right.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Something not right. Because technically, anybody who's going to get all this time and know that they're going to get time, granted, they're not going to sit there and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to kill myself today. Over 1 year later, it's been a year and a half later, and I would kill myself. Nah, it's something more than that.
No, of course.
I just wanted to know, like, what you know, what you guys thought on that was, because I've been seeing a lot of karma. I'm like, well, maybe the karma I think is different than the karma that other people think, because the one that
karma
I think means that you would have suffered in there. You wouldn't have been able to take the easy way out unless somebody else took. Let's just say justice in their own hands.
Well, that's probably what happened anyway. You know,
But usually, you guys know, usually they'll say, oh, due to a fight, are all due to an altercation, you know, such and such was killed or whatever the case.
Yeah.
They're not saying none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I just wanted to know what you guys thought about it. That's all.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Like you say, that's not karma.
That ain't karma.
See,
karma
time definitely went by fast. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Karma is you going to suffer. You going to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah, karma works without you
anyway,
knowing, though.
Yeah. Yes. Time is of the essence, and the hour definitely went by fast. It's 9 o'clock. We normally go around the table and or around the phone and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. And Mr. Twisted T, what would your final thoughts on tonight's show be?
Well, you know, Divas always got it going on, and like always a platform for great topics, great conversation. And I enjoyed it. I miss you, Divas, and keep up the good work. Like, you know, hey, it is what it is, you know, and let's keep commending each other.
Right.
Let's make each other look good every day, you know, because that's what we need as black women. Let's stick together. Don't put each other down. Like,
that's
if you're doing $10,000, I mean $100,000 a year, and I'm only making $20,000. Hey, I'm so happy for you, boo. You know, because at the end of the day, you're doing the damn thing. I may be like you one day, you know.
I'll be like you when I grow up.
Right.
Gold.
But let's keep doing for each other and making each other stronger. Like,
amen.
Let's do that, you know, and let's stick together as black people, period. Like, because if
we
don't, nobody else will.
We struggle.
And I just want to let y'all know I love all of y'all.
Love you too. Don't worry, we'll see you soon enough. Get it.
Indeed. It's definitely in December. Oh, look, definitely in December.
Yep.
Coming.
That's so much to do with this.
I'll go next, Jonathan Divas. I'll go next. There's no Friday show, just saying. This week there is no Friday show. You know, Rich Money said he's hustling hard and he's doing what he got to do to, you know, make sure that we're able to do what we want to do and make everything the way we want it to make. So he's been hustling. So
good.
He should have got that hustler award last night. I said, what
you know,
the hell
is
a hustler award
like? I definitely
know some people
myself.
That hustle.
You know, you're so crazy. I miss you guys. We did that good pop-up last week. You know, I'm excited about that.
That was awesome.
I might have to pop up again on a, you know, soon. You know, even if we just pop up on a lot, get some rest and demand her to sleep or something.
What's that?
We're definitely here for you. Like I said, Divas, if you guys are, you know, coming out on the weekend, you know, come on out. We're going to be in the Bronx, the Boogie Bronx. We're going to be showing the car to be this weekend. Ha ha! Just kidding. We're going to be in the box this weekend. Saturday night, chilling. But I, like I said, I enjoyed the show. It was great. I'm happy to be back in the building. Hopefully, we'll be back next week, same time, same place, so we can start ending this year out nice and strong. It was definitely an honor being with you guys. So,
definitely
enjoy everybody's birthdays. You know, rest in peace, Mother Simmons. And, have a good night. That's it for me. I'm going to pass the mic to who? Who? Who?
On you.
Who gets
so what
the
you going to do?
What you going to do?
Rabbit. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, it's been a wonderful evening. It's been a minute since we've been on. We just have so much stuff going on. Y'all charge it to our head and not our hearts.
Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, listen, you know, like T was saying, we have to start uplifting each other, you know. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, you know. Just because I love me first doesn't mean I hate anything else. I just love me first. I happen to be a black woman. And I'm wearing my crown
black woman.
Anywhere
wear
I
that
go.
Crown, girl.
Wearing
That's
that crown. Fine. And y'all better have y'all's on, too.
Got it.
And I holla.
Foremost, as usual, I got to give it up to God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, this is not church. This is Ray Queen. And that's, oh, MC, Eminem is on the side about to walk into the room. Anyway, yes, and GQ Palace, all of our GQ Palace family, our CEO and our executive, we love y'all. I love y'all.
My sister Divas.
Yeah. I love y'all. Awesome show as usual. Tune in, same time, same night, all that good stuff next week. God willing, we'll be here again. Doing a darn thing again, and to all of our callers and listeners, we love y'all. Thanks for the support.
Love you more.
Good night. Hey, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
We gotta make some noise for Dave. We gotta find him. He's missing in action. He's
Dave,
Reach out to him, Divas. We gotta find out what's going on.
Because he's been MIA from social media as well. He popped on, I think, maybe yesterday or today for the first time in a minute.
Yeah, we got to
holler at him. They be crossing that line sometimes, and we got to draw him back. So we might have to lure him back and get him right back on track.
So reach out to DJs.
We're here for your brother. We love you.
Reach out to him. Check on him. So he good.
Reach out to the people.
All right, y'all.
Give it to the people.
We do internet pop-up.
Wow. He's so crazy.
But I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. If I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side.
Ain't too proud to be, baby, baby. Please don't leave.